no one wants an ebook, and they definitely don't want your updates.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of
welcome
cash
back,
at you
super friends
for your
and action takers.
And
it's episode number 10. Woohoo! Of Inbox Besties.
Get to it.
And today we are talking about the 5 formats that make people squeal with delight as they slap your subscribe button. Basically, it's painful for them not to subscribe for these types of freebies. Now, in episode number 9, which there's a link to in the show notes, we talked about the sneaky reasons why people aren't signing up for your email list. And one of them was that you might actually have valuable information, but it's in the wrong style of format. So today, I am going to be breaking down the 5 go-to formats that are actually working now in 2017. Not the ones from 2015 or heck, even last year, because things change and people catch on. And you'll see what I mean in a minute. But since it's episode 10 and it's 2 digits, we actually have 2 sponsors for today's episode. Woohoo! So the first one is the What's Your Mega List Builder Quiz. So if you head over to katedoster.com/quiz, I will actually matchmake you with the perfect format for your freebie based on the ones that we're talking about today. And that's not it, of course. Oh no, I wouldn't be a chronic over-deliver if that was it. You will also be getting a free 2-part video mini course that's going to walk you through step-by-step how to set up your perfect freebie. And if you're listening to this in real time, the doors are open to my 6.5-week group coaching program, Momentum. Momentum will help you create an endless stream of passive income by creating, delivering, and of course, selling the crap out of your heck yeah offers on autopilot to a group of hungry fans that are eager to slap your buy button. So what you want to do is head on over to katedoster.com/momentum. There is a link in the show notes and you can go ahead and lock in your spots if there are any available. I am keeping this teeny tiny since this is indeed the pilot run of Momentum. But I can guarantee you after our 6.5 weeks together, not only will you have crystal clear clarity on where you're going, you will know what you need to do every single day to make the biggest impact in your business. And I am talking about more shout out sales and subscribers. So head on over to katedoster.com/momentum if you need a little bit of mo in your life. So let's go ahead and dive in about the 5 formats of freebies that are flying off the digi shelf. So the first one, and don't roll your eyes, is webinars, workshops, and masterclasses. So I don't care what you call them, but it is a video presentation where you give people valuable information. Now, webinars have gotten a really bad name because some people, well, they suck at it. A lot of seedy marketers are out there with like the 5 secrets to this, and all it is someone talking about themselves for 25 minutes, 3 minutes of vague content where it's like, oh, this person used my formula and they got a gajillion dollars, but then they don't tell you what the formula is or like how to use it. And then it's just a giant pitch where you need to sign up for a free call or buy their $2,000 program. That is not the type of webinar that I'm talking about. Now, I love me some pitch webinars, or as I like to call them, revenue generating webinars. But there is a different style, and that is more of a community building webinar or a pitch free one. And someone who I think does community building masterclasses really well is Lauren Hooker over at ellencompanydesign.com. Now, she actually calls them L chats, which I really love. And if you head over to her website, you're going to see that she has a whole bunch of them that you can sign up for and watch the replay of. So this helps her build her list. And then she also has ones where you can attend live. So at the time of this taping, she has one where it was 9 creative ways to diversify your business income is the next one that she is going to be doing. But some of my personal favorites, because I have been on her L chat replays before, are how to effectively schedule your work week. There's actually one where it's getting your books ready for tax time, which might seem really boring, but it was actually very good. And she has another one, 11 clever ways to use affiliate links. So what I really like about the L chats is I think she calls them more like video podcasts, but I think of them more like living blog post, where it's almost something that you would write in a blog post, but you put it to slides and then you take questions afterwards. So it takes off that pressure of like, am I going to pitch? Do I sound too salesy? So if webinars is something that you want to be getting into, I suggest that you start with community building first. And tag team community building webinars, fantastic. Number two, the sexy resource librarian. Dun, dun, dun. So remember I talked about how content upgrades have kind of seen their heydays? Those are blog posts or podcast-specific freebies. Well, the reason why is because so many people had so many crappy ones where it's just like two sentences and like a blank piece of paper. And you're like, that's a workbook? It was like the most cheesiest thing ever. So the way that you can make your content upgrades more valuable and stand out from the crowd is to actually put them in a resource library. And a resource library is just a password protected page on your website, very easy to set up, where people can only get access to the password if they sign up for your email list. But the way to make these resource libraries work is not just to say like, join my resource library. It's if you are creating a specific freebie for that blog post or category of blog post, that you actually say in your blog post or podcast, like, you know, get my launch your webinar ultimate checklist here and 15 other resources to help you grow your online business and email list. So you're always talking about that one freebie that pertains to the blog post, but then you're also mentioning, and you get access to 15 other free resources to help you and then whatever you help your people with. So this is a great way to provide lots of value, but still sort of meet people where they are, because maybe they don't necessarily care about, you know, drinking more water because they're on a blog post about smoothie recipes, but you never know, maybe they do want to have your more water checklist. So just keep that in mind. Number three. Now this one is a blitz strategy, meaning it's not really sustainable. So you want to actually plan these maybe once a year or once a quarter if you're more aggressive. And that is giveaways. So it's actually two types of giveaways. You can do the kind where you give away your own course or your coaching and like a whole bunch of gear, like a microphone or software. I had the ultimate webinar giveaway that I did last year and it got like 300 subscribers in like less than 2 days. It was ridiculous. They're fantastic. But the other kind that I want you to do, if you're like, Kate, like I don't have money to shell out for these things and nobody replied back to like my sponsor messages, like that's what I did. Well, what I want you to consider doing is actually a tag team giveaway. And I have a very special bonus episode coming up for you guys soon where we are going to deep dive in how you can run one of these well. But the brass tacks of the tag team giveaway is that you team up with other bloggers and online business owners and influencers who serve your ideal clients, but in a different way than you do. And then you bundle up freebies or mini courses and people can get access to them. So you can do this where everyone has to give you their email address and then they're allowed into a freebie mall, if you will, and then people can individually sign up. Or you can do it where someone signs up for your giveaway and then you go ahead and you share the email addresses with the five other people that you're doing the giveaway with so people get on everyone's list. It's entirely up to you. So the legality about that giving away other people's email addresses is you do need to have it stated very, very clearly what list people will be added to if they submit their email address. Might even want to have them check a check mark if that's the route you're going to go. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We have an entire bonus episode dedicated to running epic giveaways. Number four is mini courses and challenges. So you might be wondering like what's the difference between a mini course and a challenge. And challenge tends to be a very, very short email or a short audio or video. And then you actually want people to do stuff. So they could have like the 5-day clean eating challenge or the organize your life 21-day challenge, though I wouldn't advise you to do one that's that long. And you give people one task that they can do that day to help reach their goal. Where mini courses is more like a teaching, explaining with some examples and a little bit of homework. So even though I didn't put it behind an opt-in gate, that launch your list series that we did when we launched Inbox Besties, so episode 1 through 6, I think it was, that is more of like a course style where I tell you about concepts, I give you examples and things that you can do. Challenges are extremely action-based. So both of them work fantastic. The reason why most people sort of stumble with this is that if you are not the type of person that can sit down for a long-term project, you might get like halfway done and think of another idea or never get back to it, or like you don't edit stuff, you're like, oh, I need videos. So you might want to actually think about doing that resource library instead. Now, if you head on over to katedoster.com/quiz, of course, I am going to matchmake you with one of these perfect formats that fits your personality, because self-awareness is the key to winning. And number 5, interactive and viral quizzes. These people love taking quizzes. They just do. So this is probably one of my most popular freebies ever, in the fact that in the first 24 hours, it got over 100 signups with like, I did like no promotion. It was like a pin and I didn't even like tell my list yet. So the thing went viral, as its name is. Mine is what's called like a tight quiz, or like, you know, which golden girl are you? Of course, there's other ones that you can have, like how mobile friendly is your website? How SEO friendly is it? For my Mega List Builder quiz, I won't give you the results until you put in your email address. Then I'll actually send you a video mini course. Now, I don't want you thinking like, oh my God, I need to create like 5 video mini courses after this quiz. You honestly don't. Your quiz can simply be you tell people the answer, and then if they want a guide based on that, then you give them a simple 1-page PDF with some things to help them out. So maybe you only have 3 categories, then you just have to do 3 PDFs. Let's just go ahead and recap real quick. And of course, I take all of the show notes for you over at katedoster.com/10. That's katedoster.com/10 for this particular episode. And the 5 mega list builder types are, in no particular order, masterclasses and webinars. They still work, guys. They still work. 2, a resource library, which is a collection of all of your content upgrades and little bits and pieces that you have around. 3 are giveaways, whether you're giving away stuff or you are tag teaming with other people. They are fantastic ways to grow your list very, very quickly. Just have a strong welcome sequence, which, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about next week. 4 are mini courses and challenges. Now, these work fantastically well, but they might not get as many subscribers as you think. However, the ones that you do get are those ones that are highly motivated and really into your topic. So these are the kinds of people that you want. Trust me on that. And 5 is viral and interactive quizzes. I actually built my quiz using the Thrive Quiz Builder, which you can, when you go ahead to katedoster.com/quiz, there's a little link on it that you can click to check out that plugin for yourself. It was a one-time payment. It was hella cheap. I love it. I love it. So there you have it, folks. Now, next week, we are going to be talking about the elements of a spine-tingling welcome sequence that will get you more subscribers, shout outs, and ultimately sales if that's your thing. So I will see you guys next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.